Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. For those of you who are in the L.A. area, our call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the inhabitants of the beautiful, yes, fall is in the air, San Jose, Bay Area. Wow, glitched on that one, but that's okay. So today we're talking about the ripple effect. And it's really interesting when you think about the fact that when we toss a stone into a pond and we see the ripples, that pond is forever changed. Even when the water is still again, it's changed because of the stone being a part of it. So when we think about the effects of our actions, of our choices, of what we put out into the world, those can be very cool ripples or they can be very hurtful ones. And so today we're going to look at what do those ripples that we put out knowingly or unknowingly set into motion. Because a lot of times we really never know the impact our actions have on those around us. And sometimes, if we're really, really lucky, we get to find out how much even the smallest gestures can change someone's life. As I've mentioned before, I'm in the process of moving out of what was my childhood home, and I'm going to be leaving the neighborhood that I was known in and heading off up into the Santa Cruz Mountains, and I'm really looking forward to that. And it is kind of a bittersweet thing to leave this house, and not just the house, but the neighborhood where my parents were known and we were all known, and the park that's nearby was named after my father when he died. So every morning I go out and I walk my dog. And this morning I saw a young man who I had encountered every so often while walking. And I remember that the first time I met him, I routinely say good morning to everyone. And he said good morning back, and then he stopped and wanted to chat. Well, I chatted with him for a bit, and I mentioned that I was a chiropractor. Now, as anybody who is in the healing arts practices knows, that as soon as you announce what you are, suddenly you're doing consultations. And so whenever I would encounter this young man, it would be a consultation. Oh, wow, you know, my knee's really giving me a problem. What do you think that means? My ankles are giving me a problem. And so we'd chat, and, you know, I'd go on. And admittedly, there were some days when I would say, you know, I really don't feel like giving free advice today. And invariably, that would be the day that I ran into him, and I'd see his warm smile and, you know, genuine concern about his health. And I would just say, you know what, this is one that I give to the universe. So I ran into that young man today, and he walked up and said, hey, how's it going? And I said, well, pretty good, but, you know, I'm glad I ran into you because I'm moving. And his jaw dropped. And he said, no. And I said, yeah, and, you know, I'm going to be moving up into Santa Cruz Mountains, and so we won't be encountering each other. I said, I'm glad I ran into you so that I would have a chance to say goodbye in case I didn't see you before the end of the month. And he just kind of shrank a little bit. And he said, I've really been blessed to know you. And I was not expecting that. And he said all the mornings that he would walk along there and he would say good morning and, you know, trying to put something out positive first thing in the morning. And often people didn't acknowledge him. They would just walk by and look at him as if, you know, well, why are you talking to me? What's so good about this morning? And he said, I was the one person who always acknowledged him. And not just acknowledged him, but made time for him. And I was helpful. And he always got the feeling that I was really concerned about him, even when I would fuss at him about, well, you know, you need to be careful with those exercises you're doing. He said that meant that somebody cared about him. And he walked with me for a little ways, and then he gave me a big hug. And he said, I don't know if you'll ever really understand what knowing you has meant to me. And I said, well, you know, I'm always going to be around. I made sure he had one of my cards. I said, you know, my office is still going to stay in San Jose. So, you know, feel free to come by sometime. And he gave me this sad smile and said, okay, I'll make sure I do that. And I'm not sure whether or not he believed he would. I hope he does. But in that moment, I really had no idea on the ripple effect of simply acknowledging someone, of simply taking an extra moment when someone says good morning to say good morning back. And it really touched me because it's like, wow, I was thinking about how often we take actions and we really don't know what we set into motion. We can give somebody the best day of their life, or we can set into motion with one callous thought or act, really somebody not only having a bad day, but passing that on. The ripple effect. One action that leads to another, that leads to another. And maybe by telling him good morning or responding to him or acknowledging him meant that he was going to go somewhere else and do an act of kindness. And maybe the act of kindness for that person became an act of kindness. You never know. I read an article that said that toll booth takers would count how many cars would go in a sequence. And this is something that I constantly do. I will pay the toll for the car that's coming up behind me. Yeah, I think it's like $5 now to, you know, when you're heading up like into San Francisco and you get to the toll plaza. I will pay for the car behind me if I'm able to. And toll takers, in this article, was saying that what they do is they see how many people will say, well, I've got the $5 anyway, pay for the person behind me. And, I mean, I have no idea how far that ripple would go. But I always thought it was fun to think that there would be this entire line of cars and each person would be doing a kindness for the next person. Each person would be taking a moment to consider, you know what? I'm doing really good and I'm really blessed in my life. And I think I'm going to spread that around a little bit. Honestly, it doesn't take much. And in fact, one of the times I did it, I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw the woman in the car behind me and I could see her desperately going through her purse. And I thought to myself, now that's a woman who needs to get a freebie. And so she's going through her purse and she's looking down and she looks up. So I paid for the, for her car. And as I'm pulling up, you know, she pulls in and I can, you know, I guess the guy told her that I had paid for her. So I'm driving along and I see her car pulling up next to me and she's honking and she's waving at me and I could hear her mouth, or I could see her mouth moving. Thank you so much. Bless you. That's a very cool thing. Because I know that there have been times when there was at least one time that I can definitely remember where I didn't have my $5 or whatever the toll was. And I pull up and the guy said, well, the guy in front of you paid. So then I catch up with him and I honk and I wave. It really means a lot to set a good ripple in motion. And it's really, really easy. It's also really, really easy to set a hard ripple in motion. And, you know, I mean, this is not about judging good versus bad or anything like that. Sometimes the hard ripples need to happen. Sometimes there needs to be that moment of, you know, what the heck? You know, why are you doing this? Why are you being a jerk? Man, you know, now I'm in a bad mood. Because the gift in those hard ripples is allowing us an opportunity to practice catching ourselves. To practice going, okay, all right, that was not a good moment. And for whatever reason, that person was really kind of a jerk. Now, what's my choice in this? Do I turn into a jerk for somebody else? Do I keep that ripple in motion? It's one thing to set a ripple in motion, but you got to consciously choose to keep it in motion, whether it's a gentler ripple or a harder ripple. So when something bad happens and you want to just take it out on somebody, and the next person to even cause a minor irritation to you is going to catch it with both barrels right between the eyes, that's a choice. And it's a really hard one. And maybe the other gift in it, you know, one gift is for us to be able to get out of that mode. The second gift is for us to realize, wow, I could have made a different choice in that, and I think next time I will. When you see maybe somebody's hurt expression, when, you know, they're the recipient of what you dish out, and it wasn't their fault. Maybe they bumped into you, and it was one of those days when it just was the last thing you needed. Or maybe you bump into somebody else, and you don't mean it, and suddenly they turn around and let you have it. My friends, either side of that really can be very painful. It's painful to be on the receiving end, but it's also painful to be on the giving end, because that moment kind of comes back on you. And you think, wow, I really shouldn't have done that. And maybe the person is long gone. You know what? Put an apology out to them anyway. No matter what your spiritual beliefs, it's never too late to say I'm sorry, even if the person's not there. Because it helps you to feel a little better. You know, if you are of the praying inclination, put out a prayer for them. Say, you know what, Creator, I am so sorry that I did that. And just in this moment, I really ask that you bless that person because they didn't deserve what I gave them. And on the other hand, when somebody dishes out to you, when somebody gets that hard ripple going in your direction and you get caught in it, and then maybe they drive off or, you know, they cut around you, yeah, you feel hurt. And then you can just say, you know what, Creator, I understand that that person is going through something really hard. I don't know what caused them to do that. And maybe they're just like that. But for whatever reason, can you keep an eye on them? Because I think they need your attention today. We all need the universe's attention sometimes, whether it's Creator, God, Goddess, you know, however you envision that. Sometimes we're not at our best, and we all need to kind of go to where whatever source we have for saying, you know what, I'm not in my best space, and I understand everybody has bad days, so I'm going to need a little extra attention today. some ripples can be bigger than others. Some ripples can take a little bit more time. It may be just smiling at someone and saying, wow, that's a really great color on you. And you see them perk up and go, really? Oh, my gosh, you know, that's so nice of you to say. A few years ago, I was walking around Santa Cruz, and I ended up carrying a pigeon. Now, this is a weekend that I take in Santa Cruz to, it's the last weekend of the year, and usually I go up and I walk the same route from the wharf. Anybody who's been around Santa Cruz, I walk from the wharf all the way down the road that leads to Natural Bridges, which is, it's a good long few miles of walking. And there's a walking path, and it goes past where all the surfers go and everything. And I always think to myself, okay, Creator, Universe, what is it that you want me to figure out? What is it that is going to be my gift during this? And as I begin the walk, I notice that there is a pigeon kind of flopping around in the road. And so I step out into the street, you know, I look, make sure everything's okie-dokie, and I pick it up, and it looked like it had been stunned. Maybe it was flying down and it hit the side of a car, maybe a car hit it. It was bleeding just a little tiny bit from the wing, but other than that, it was just kind of, you know, seemed to have been just stunned. So I pick up the pigeon, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just walked along carrying it. And a homeless man came up to me, and he said, you're the pigeon shaman. I dreamed about you. And I looked at him, and I said, well, I don't know about that, but this pigeon got hurt, and I'm taking care of it for a little while. So he smiled at me, and I started to walk away, and he goes, wait a minute. And I turned around, and he asked me why I picked up the pigeon. He said, don't you know, people call them flying rats. I said, well, I don't think of it that way. I said, this is a being. This is a spirit. And for whatever reason I was the one to come across it, we have an agreement. And now I'm just figuring out what it is that we're meant to teach each other. And so he just looked at me. And he kind of, you know, looked down and looked away, and he goes, well, you know, I didn't mean to bother you. And so I looked at him, and I said, would you like to walk with me? And he looked, and he did kind of a smile on his face, but it's almost like he wasn't sure. And he said, well, I figure I probably smell. And I said, well, we all do. That's okay. That's why God gave us noses. So he laughed, and he walked with me. And for the next 2 hours, I talked to a very nice homeless man named Andy. And, you know, he told me about his life before he was homeless. He told me about how he had a degree and he had an amazing job. And he worked for a company that was studying the effects of pollutants and toxins and all kinds of stuff. His feeling was that he was getting too close to some sort of secret or something, and that the government did something to make him crazy. And he looked at me and he said, I know that I'm crazy now, but I wasn't always crazy. And so I just walked with him. And he would, as we passed, he would, you know, people would have their hands, if somebody was walking with their hands behind their back, he would say, see, that person, they want to see me in jail. They've got their hands that way because they're signaling that I should be in handcuffs. And I said, oh, okay. And then he would say other things. And it was almost as if he was challenging me to either be shocked or anything, but I just held that space. And we walked until the sun was setting. And then he looked at me and he said, well, I guess you got to go. And he kept reaching over and petting the pigeon. And I said, do you want to hold it? And he looked at me, and, you know, and he took the pigeon in his hands, and it just sat there in his hands. And I said, well, I'm going to go. And he said, oh. And he started to hand the pigeon back. And I said, no, you keep it. You take care of him. And he looked at me, and tears began to well up in his eyes. And he said, look at me. I can't even take care of myself. How am I supposed to take care of a pigeon? And I looked at him, and I said, well, it's been too long since someone's needed you. That little pigeon needs you, and you can't do it wrong. Just love it. And he said, what if it dies? I said, then it'll die knowing it was loved. He said, you'll be okay. And he held the pigeon to his chest, and he smiled at me. And he said, this has been the most human contact that I've had in over 2 years. The hardest thing about being homeless, he said, it's not when people say bad things to you. It's not the cold and the hunger. He said, it's being invisible. It's not being acknowledged. And that I had done that for him that day, that I had acknowledged him on a day when he was thinking maybe it wasn't worth it to hang around anymore. And I will always remember his smile. I've gone back, but I've never seen him. And it's my prayer that maybe he and that pigeon ended up finding a place where they would be taken care of. And I hold a prayer for him every single day. And sometimes it's very, very easy to create a good healing ripple. Because sometimes all it takes is acknowledging someone. All it takes is reminding them that they're not alone. All it takes is a smile or a good morning or that color really looks great on you. It brings out your eyes. And there are bigger ripples that can happen. We can go out. We can fight for those causes we believe in. It doesn't matter what you believe, but support it. Believe in it. Do what you can to make it better. There's a saying that evil prevails when good men do nothing. And I think that when each of us does one little thing to help make things better, when we see something wrong, not so bad. You never know what ripple that you create by it. And also, the really cool thing is the ripple you create may be the one that saves the world, because it picks up, the next person does a kindness, and the next person does a kindness. And wouldn't it be really cool if all of a sudden we had an entire world of people doing nice things just because someone did something nice for them? Think about it. Think about those times when beyond your thoughts or your hopes, right when you needed it, somebody was kind to you. Somebody gave you a smile or a compliment or let you in the grocery line ahead of them when they had a bunch of stuff and you only had one thing. Or paid the toll for, you know, your car. Think about it. Give it a try. Start small. Doesn't have to be big. But whatever you do, do it from your heart. It doesn't take a lot, but every little bit helps. That, my friends, is the ripple effect. That, my friends, allows us all to be a part of the solution. And the famous saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. Even if it's a little change, you can be it. Because that's part of why we're here. Sometimes we do hard ripples, and somebody learns from it. Sometimes we do very soft, gentle, loving ripples, and somebody not only learns from it, but it gives them joy. I hope that each of you receives a wonderful ripple sometime very soon. And I hope even more that you have the chance to create a ripple of your own. So, I thank you all for joining me, and I will be back next week. And if you would like to suggest a topic or if you have any questions for me, you can reach me by email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And my website is www.the-healing-house.com. And for all of those of you who are far and beyond and are listening in archives, know that if you have a question or comment, I would be very happy to address it. So, go out and make your ripples. Go out and find those ways to create harmony. Maybe let go of an argument that has been kind of nagging at you. Maybe accept that you've got to agree to disagree, because that's a very good ripple. Offer forgiveness, realizing that everybody has an off day, because that creates a wonderful ripple. Tell somebody they look nice, because that creates a wonderful ripple. All you have to do is look around, and you can see places that you can help. Maybe reaching up for, you know, somebody's trying to reach for something on the high shelves, which at the grocery store, yes, I'm a little hobbit of a woman, and I always am so grateful when I'm trying to reach for something on one of the higher shelves and someone walks up and says, "Can I get that for you?" That's a really nice feeling. And it always makes me proud, because if I'm shopping with my sons, who are both very tall, and they look up and they see someone reaching, they always, without even being told, they always go and offer, "Can I get that for you, ma'am?" And it makes me so proud as a mom. And I asked my son, I said, "You know," I said, "yeah, did I do that good of a job that you learned that?" And he said, "No, because I know that you have a hard time reaching stuff. So I want to do it for somebody else, because I like the idea that someone's doing it for you." That creates a wonderful ripple. So go out there, find something that you can do, and have it be something you love doing anyway. And sit back and watch what happens. Sit back. I mean, maybe it's a ripple that doesn't go very far. Maybe you don't see any change or shift. But I would bet you that somebody saw it, and they're going to do a kindness. You may never know about it. You may never see it. But know that it's an energy. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It merely changes form. So what we put out moves out and takes on a life of its own. Let's do our best to make sure that those things are a good life, that we are enhancing, that we're making somebody's burden a little bit lighter. We can't take it on. We may not be able to fix anything, but we can move it forward. We can pay it forward. Really great movie, and, you know, I highly recommend it, but have tissues, especially at the end. I won't ruin it for you, but it talks about that idea of the ripples that we leave. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Blessings.